Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with having a good savings, a good bank.
the church isn't ones being attacked. Amen. Amen. Being attacked. So continue to keep us all living in prayer. Pray for yourself. Amen. Amen. So we're just grateful to God. I want to call your attention to Saul, the urgent division of Saul. It's a small, amen, division. This 12 verses, amen. Psalms 30th division. The Lord laid this in my heart. It's a very familiar scripture in Psalms 30 that we all can quote in our sleep. Amen. And I've been quoting it all my life. I've been in church all my life. 42 years. All that I know, I was born in church. Amen. Amen. Born and raised in church. Lewis Park, United Church of God in Christ. Amen. Under the leadership of Bishop Marshall and Mother Minnie Connor. I've been in church all my life. Amen. And I heard this scripture. I quote it to you. Amen. I tell it to you. But I've never really dug into it to really find out what this scripture actually meant. Amen. What's the history? What is the background behind this scripture? So the Lord laid it in my heart. Amen. And when I began to look at it and read and pray over it and allow the Holy Ghost to speak to me, it kind of reminded me of the past 3 weeks, amen, of my own life. I had no idea this is what this scripture in its detail. I knew on the surface what was going on, but I never really dug into the background on why David wrote and prayed, amen, and this song, okay? So when I began to look into it, I said, okay, well, oh, I see why, okay? As long as you, amen, God can give you a word even when you're on your back. Amen. Even when you're not feeling good, there's always a word. God has sent a word to you, amen, to encourage you, to let you know it may look like the end. Some may be counting you out, amen, but it ain't over to God to end it.
Looking for God to grant me a wisdom. They were looking for God not to heal me,
If I'm like, there's no sense to give me glory in this service. But all the glory I'm going to give you in Jesus' name. Every heart shall be bad. So God's grace and mercy is showing, amen. Somebody said, praise the mercy. And I might just scrunch on that. Amen. Or giving to us everything. That's new mercy. That's new grace. That's new wisdom. Yes, that's new joy. That's new things that God has in store for those of us that call upon his name. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody out there, amen, that has called his name lately? There was a song written years ago that said, what have you done for me lately? And the truth of the matter is, every time we turn around, God is making a way.
Here a dedication between
over in 1 Chronicles, and we'll go there hopefully, 1 Chronicles 21, and then also 2 Samuel the 24th. Those are comparable scriptures that kind of detail what took place to get David to this point in this song. So let's look. In Psalm 30, verse 1, I will exalt thee, O Lord. This is a song of David. For thou hast lifted me up and hast now made my bones to rejoice over me. What you say, you know, I just got finished talking about that. Amen. God, David was praising God because God did not allow his enemies, amen, to take control, to reign over him, to subdue him. Amen. In the midst, amen, of what some of the things David had created, amen, God still had mercy and grace on David. Amen. We're going to find out later when David had to make a decision, amen, on who he wants to punish him. And yes, sir, God gave him 3 different choices. Amen. They came to conclusion, Lord, I'd rather you do it. If you punish me, if you do it, I know that I can cry out to you. I know I can pray and praise you and plead a little mercy. But if you give me over to the hands of my enemies, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, there will be no hope. Because my enemies don't only want to God, the enemies don't only want to see you punished. Amen. Ultimately, your enemy want to see you dead. You got to be careful who you hang with. You got to be careful who you eat the hors d'oeuvres and drink your Kool-Aid with. Amen. Because everybody that comes to your party don't wish you well. You got friends that come to the party. Amen. They want to throw over the cake. They want to blow out your candles. They want to open up your presents. Amen. They forgot the song that says, it's my party and I cry that still I want you. And they say, you would cry too if it happened to you. Amen. At my party, we celebrate according to how I want to be celebrated. Y'all ain't talking to me. David said, I was installed and I was trying to lift them on up, for he had not allowed my enemies to rejoice, to have pleasure. It seemed like, amen, at one time, amen, in the eyes of my enemies that God was against me. Amen. But before it was all over, God proved to the enemy, amen, that in God, that was like, I had that t-shirt on and now, this is the who don't got it. God wants to prove to your enemy, yeah, you may go through some struggle, you may go through some sweetness, you may go through some hardship, but ultimately, before it's all over, God is going to bring you back, and you're going to be bigger, better, and stronger than you ever was before. Verse 2, David declared, oh Lord, my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Amen. I can understand, Brother David. I can understand. Amen. Have to cry out to the Lord. Don't know what's going on. Amen. You get to report. Go to the doctor. The doctor can't find them, but you know something is going on. Amen. And sometimes they can't find it. Amen. And sometimes they say, ain't nothing we can do about it. Yeah, and even if then, amen, we got to put our trust, our hope, our faith in the Lord. Somebody wrote a song and said, my hope is built on nothing less. I'm just not going to do that tonight. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood is righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only me on Jesus' name. Amen. God, you the one that healed me. Verse 3. Oh Lord, I have brought up my soul from the grave. David, they have been saying because of a sickness, a plague, a disease, a different thing that has went on because of sin, because of not following God. Amen. That David at this point was at death's door. Because some of you may not have been at death's door physically, but some of you have been at death's door physically, mentally. Yes, you just stressed out. Just things happen. Things going on in your life. You know, you're looking for relief and can't find it. Amen. You're taking doctor this morning. They may have with you. Lord, you're taking aspirin. I have these verses. Y'all think, oh, I'm going down with it. I'm going to hurt you. You're all worse. Amen. You're taking pills to go to sleep. Taking pills to wake up. Taking pills to take naps. Amen. And you just can't seem to get no relief. Don't do that, son. Amen. Don't do that tonight. Amen. You're taking all kinds of things. You're going to therapies. Amen. You're going to physicians. You're going to psychologists. Lord, you're stretching. You're doing all kinds of things. And nothing seems to be working. Nothing seems to be happening. Amen. I want you to understand tonight that it is a tickle of God that blesses and takes nobody to what it needs to be done. Amen. Lord, you'll be done. I think it's a tickle
other words, David is saying, in spite of my enemies and their life, seeing all this stuff, God, you have sustained me. I was that death door, but you never called me to cross over. You kept me in the way I deserve to be, in the way you kept me. You spanned my mountain. And at least by 3 weeks, I can just go back and say, God, you kept me. You spanned my life. Verse 4, he said, to the Lord, and he's thankful. See, David was a place for his heart. Amen. Yes, David was never selfish with the praise. He always was invited. Amen. He was always meeting in mind a commitment to praise and worship. So I'm starting to tell David, he said, I bless the Lord in all things. He said, he's my father. He declared, I'm praying to make the praise to the Lord. The upper side, we hear the world be glad. There's no reason about the other side. So there is a new magnified prayer. That's the same thing.
Lord, I'm going to come, I'm going too long already. Look at what it says. For this anger is
But Job heard it in the morning. Look at the name and say, I got to get to the Lord. We just ran through a window. Amen. This is my business. I said, you ain't doing for a moment. Sometimes it seems like God is picking on you. It seems like God is messing with you. Amen. But whatever God is doing or allowing the devil to do, we must understand the devil can't just do what he wants to do in your life. The devil doesn't just have three tries to do what he wants. No, listen to that. Everything the devil does, he has to have permission, it has to be granted to him, you know, by God. Okay? It has to be granted to him by God. God has to allow him to afflict or to attack you. And the same God that allows him to do it is the same God that will prove to the enemy that he still heals you. He allows you to get sick, but then he heals you to increase your faith, to have a testimony to others that you are more sick. But let the sick say I'm strong. Let the sick say, let the weak say I'm strong. Last week we've been weak, very weak. But even in my weakness, and I can glorify God because he's strong. He's the strength. He's the joy and the strength of my life. Because I can do it by the moment. I'm so glad that God don't stick back with us like he would. Amen. Some of y'all now, you wonder if people mad at you. You ain't nobody mad. I got the trouble with this tonight. You don't even know why they're mad at you. Folks are mad at you for that. Hey, man, because you wore a certain high speed. You got your eyelashes done today. Your eyelashes are long. Amen. Longer than theirs. Amen. You got a different eye color. You wear different lipstick. Amen. Y'all listen to me. You got your eyebrows busted a little bit. Hey, man, folks are getting mad at you just because. Hey, man, people don't need a reason to be to hate on you. Amen. Just you being you. You just cause you walk the way you walk. Folks are saying you walk like you. You just wave it off. That's the type of way you walk. Girl, I can't touch it. Boy, I can't touch the way I walk. Amen. Look at the way you talk. You talk like you just, man, I can't touch it. People get mad. They're supposed to be mad at you for years. You have no idea why. They can stop and bind you, amen, to the party. You didn't even go to the party anyway. Amen. You were getting in trouble when you went to the parties. They got them parties. Amen. Come out there to this. Amen. Put that stuff down. Come out from above this. But it ain't even do it for the moment. In his favor is life. Even while God has to punish and has allowed us to go through things, he still is waiting to bring that favor back around. Yeah. But while we're going through it, it challenges us, it matures us. The only way for a baby to grow, if it has to start with milk, but in order for it to grow, it has to advance. Then you have to put it in and start putting the little stuff in the milk and start getting some vegetables and fruit. Amen. And then you know, only start there for meat so that they bones, amen, so they can grow right. So when you take them to the doctor, amen, step to the pediatrician, they put them on the table, they measure their head. I don't know how you know this, brother. Amen. I got five. Yeah, they measure the head to make sure that the skull, amen, is measured and growing right. Amen. They take that same thing, measure the table from the top of the head to the feet. To make sure that the bleed, amen, that is right, they measure the feet, to make sure they measure the hands, measure the navel, amen, they do all these things to make sure that the baby is getting the proper nutrition. Lord, amen, the baby knows, see, that's the thing about the baby knows when it's time to get feed, it's time to eat, time to get the nutrition, and what does the baby do? The baby cries. The baby cries. And it won't stop crying until he keeps them in his mouth. Amen. And then you have to do the right thing. You just can't put anything in the baby's mouth to shut the baby up. It's got to get something from you. It's got to be fed. And that's what we do. Amen. As believers in God, we've got to keep fed spiritually in order to grow. And the more we grow, the more we mature, the more we're able to take hold. right? And the more we take through, the more faith we get. Amen. The stronger our faith is because, amen, we've been through certain things before that pushed us to another level. And now we in this level, we look at the last level and say, well, God did in that level. Then he's the same God. And he's pushed me to this level. And when I want to go through this level, God has allowed me to go through because he wanted to push me to the next level. In the name of God, won't stop to push me. And in my prosperity, verse 6, it translated right for David. He says, and in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. David got a little pumped up. He got a little arrogant. Because he had everything going on. He had his prosperity, like a lot of us do. When we get some money, you got your little stimulus, you got your income tax, and nobody tells you nothing. Amen. Some of you get this little child tax now. It's already... You know, all the way out when that money goes, you ain't got to leave with your cap yet. Amen. Amen. You already got to train out what you're going to do with it. You already, you got your little income tax. Every year you buy a new car, income tax by June. Amen. They can't find the car. You can't find the car. Amen. No, can't nobody find the car. And you wait for taxes to come around again, you can repeat that same cycle. David got lifted up because everything was going good. He was prosperous. God had blessed him. And then he began to say to himself, I shall never be moved. So God has to deal with him. See, so whom God loves, he chases. God corrects. I got to get through. Look at verse 7. He said, Lord, by thy labor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. And it is high thy praise. And I was troubled. God has to come and has to admit David. Hey, man, jump back in line. You smell yourself. So God said, I'm gonna hide myself from you a little bit. I'm gonna hide myself. I'm gonna let the Lord come to you. I got this head to mine, I'm gonna move this head. Because you get puffed up, David. Because you think you forgot. You do my eye because you were giving me the glory. But now you begin to take a little bit from yourself. And God said, I hide my face from you. In other words, God said, what I'm doing, I give up enemy lead way. To come at you. I give your enemies a little permission to come at you, to get you back in line. And that's what happened. God loved us so much that he would allow the enemy to help get us back in line, to bring trouble, to bring things in our way, to get us back to God, get us back to prayer, get us back to fasting, get us back to Bible study. So he said, verse 7, all about thy favor, thou hast made my mouth to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face. And I was troubled. So David said, all right, once I got to that point, I came to myself. He said, verse 8, I cried to thee, O Lord, and I told the Lord I made my supplication. See, David knew how to get back to God. You better stop to God bless you, but David knew how to get back. And just like David, and many times David went from God, but he knew how to get back to God. Okay? David knew, but David had to, David, listen, I know. Most festival preachers, what they done, did something. They claimed to be like David. They claimed to be David. The priest. They're supposed to be the prophet Nathan. Everyone, when you get called in sin, everybody want to be David. Okay? But that sin that David got caught in with Bathsheba, the child died. That was punishment. David went into sackcloth and ashes and praying and crying before the Lord. The Lord said, I ain't gonna do it. David said, do it with the mouth. The Lord said, I ain't gonna do it. So they ain't gonna do it. Then you did this thing in secret. You thought that nobody speak. Okay? But I saw it. I was born in every place. All right, let me close here. So David came back and said, I cried out to thee, O Lord, and until the Lord, I make my supplication. David went back to the one he knew that could change his situation. Okay. Some of us, we're going to everybody but to the right side. Listen, I said, go to the right side. Verse 9, so what target is that in my blood? Right? David, amen. Now he's going back to God, and he's talking to God. God has killed me. What problem is that? Listen to this. So what problem is that in my blood? When I go down to the pit, shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? David said, God, you killed me. You know, I know I messed up, but I'm coming back to you. I'm giving my mind, but if you kill me, I can't praise you now. Yeah. He said, verse 10, hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, Lord, Be thou my helper. They gave me how to get back to God. Grace and mercy. And look here. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. See, after David goes back to tell God and talk to God the right way and thank God. See, that's why our children similar. They can do some crazy things sometimes, but if they know how to talk to us, if they know how to, you know, in other words, tip up a little bit, amen, we can, they're quicker to be forgiven. Because they know how to kiss up. And some of y'all, you don't know how to kiss up to God. You don't know how to talk to God. You don't know how to sweet talk to him. You don't know how to remind him of who he is. He knows who he is, and he don't have amnesia. But amen, any good father might not be reminded, might not be told how good of a daddy they are. Amen. See, a good daddy, amen, even when he disciplines his children, his children understand it's for their good. Amen. His children understand daddy ain't just disciplining them for his good pleasure. He's doing it because he loves me. All right, let me close here. My time is up. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. David went from crying to God. God help me. Ain't no praise in the grave, God. And he was arrogant and braggadocious and sanctimonious when everything was going good and he was prospering. He forgot about God. And God said, okay, I'll take a nap on you. Amen. I'll tell you what, the worst place to be, amen, the worst place to be, amen, not the Cass County Jail, not Portland County, not Quinn County Jail. Amen. The worst place to be, amen, is trying to get to God and God doesn't let you sleep on you. Amen. I'm going to preach a sermon about that when God takes a nap. You're in trouble when God takes a nap on you. Amen. And I'm just talking. I know he don't sleep nor slumber, but never when he turns his face from you. And what makes God turn his face clean? Y'all don't like my teaching about stepping away. I'm already out here. I'm up the creek. My time is about up. Hey, but that's what happened to Jesus. Hey, man, Jesus got to take your lives in. And that ain't got here. He said, Father, why is that forsaking me? Okay, Father, I'm saying to me, God didn't turn his face. God couldn't look on the street. God could not. Amen. Amen. That was the time when Jesus had that flashing moment. All right, let me close here. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. I'm through right through here. To the end that my glory may sing, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee. This is what David gives you. And not be silent. They said, I'm a priest. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. 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 Then I encourage you to go ahead and look. They got time tonight, amen, to deal with this. But take it, those you that are really serious, as you understand what this weeping man do for tonight, y'all come in the morning. But you can go in more depth if you go look at 1 Chronicles, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 17. David got in trouble. He wanted to, since he did a census of God's people, supposed to do it. Because when he got the census, the census of Gideon. I think Gideon started with 32,000 and God told Gideon, you got too many. And if I give you the victory with that many, y'all gonna be fucked up and think y'all did it. So went from 32,000 down to 300 to David. He takes a census and he gets more confident when he finds out how many men of battle he has. Instead of totally relying on God, is that God sent the seer, Dan, to David once again. And like, why don't the preachers want to be David? And we don't want to be the overseer, the seer, and the prophet like Nathan and Dan that brings correction. Okay? So God speaks to Dan, and Dan comes to David. This is 1 Chronicles, amen, 2 and 1, and also 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter. Both of those highlight this, but they had to go to Psalm 30 and write and pray and praise back. They had to call David did that God sent back to David and tell David, what you done did is messed up. Nobody told you to do that. Okay? You came, but I'm the king of kings. You've been having a Okay? So, God speaks to Dad. Dad goes to David and says, David, you got a choice of three. You have a multiple choice of punishment. Amen. Either the end is going to come, or either there's going to be a famine. 3 years. The first Chronicles, and I think 2 Samuel said 7 years. Either it's going to be a famine, either God would allow the second one, either the enemies to overtake David for a period of time and to wipe them out and to do things to him. Or the third one was for God to deliver angels, for God to deal with it. And David, God gave David a choice of three. One of the three. Choose which one. Choose how you want me to deal with you. And David is a smart man, a crazy man. He said, I take three. God said, okay, God sent the angel, and he began to kill him, wipe him out. Over 70,000, I believe, right at 70,000 men were killed. Okay? Were killed. And David began to go back to God. And that thing began to trouble God. And God repented of it and stopped it. And David said, well, I wasn't God doing it, because I know I can still get some mercy, get some grace out of it. God is dealing with me, but I know with the grace and mercy that's on that God has shown me, I know he ain't going to kill me. Others may die around me, but I'm not going to die. But they say, if I let man do it, I know they're going to kill me. If I choose to let my enemies deal with me, they're going to kill me. God bless you all tonight. Amen. God's grace and mercy. Amen. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Amen. I try not to do too much. Amen. Hopefully by the next time, the next opportunity, the next Sunday morning, we get opportunity, we'll be back at full strength. I'll say the same next Thursday night. We'll be back at full strength. Amen. But thank y'all so much. Continue to pray for me and my precious wife and my 5 children. Continue to keep us lifted up in prayer. Listen, if you've been blessed by this word or tonight, amen. The Lord lays it on your heart and you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, Bishop Omar Zandri and family ministry. What we, our motto is ministry starts at home. You have two ways in which you can give on tonight. First way, the Cash App information is out there on the screen. Amen. Cash App, $OZ, or you can Cash App, $OZ, and that's Omar Zandri. The number is 264. $OZ264. Or you can call our financial offices right now at 678-760-6056. Once again, 678-760-6056. And whatever the amount is that the Lord lays on your heart, the Lord don't lay that on your heart, then don't you do it. Amen. Just keep us lifted in strength. We're asking God what money can. We're asking God. Also, we have the Oliver. Jesus called his name out in prayer. Elder Taylor. Also, Sister Lovelace's brother. And also, Elder Taylor. Elder Stokes. Amen. A lot of things going on. Mother White. Their performances. Continue to pray for the saints. Stephen, okay. Thank you, Sister Ashley. Amen. Your brother, Stephen. The hospital now. Amen. We want to continue to have him lifted in prayer. Listen, thank you all so much. Listen, meet us Sunday morning. Be back at our local assembly at 199 East Crockett Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043 at the 9 o'clock hour. Amen. My precious wife. All of my bones, flesh of my flesh, amen, will be grateful for the word of God on Sunday morning. Also, we ask in prayer for Brother Chuck, Brother John Johnson, amen, a young man that's got a
remember in me. And no doubt, only imagine how destroying that it causes all the family. There's a lot going on, but God is fixable. Amen. After tonight, we got to hope that we got a better understanding. Also, Brother Jamin, pray for Brother Jamin. Amen. Amen. We can endure for a time. But we got to hope, knowing that cure comes in the morning. And knowing that God's not going to deal with us. He'll deal with us with our problems, but he will allow our problems. Take us over if we come back to him. Thank you, most much. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for just enough strength tonight to preach the word. Thank you for living beyond our faults over these past 3 weeks, the week before us, the fourth of down before us. Every 4 hours a day, God, has brought me through. You brought us through. And we're praying so many. Going on, so much is going on. And we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen people. Even my little nephew, Lord, continue to touch his body. In word that he's fighting his tension right now. So we thank you that he's able to continue to teach his mom and daddy and his children. That you continue to strengthen these people. Amen.